Acts 20, verse 32, if you will go there, I really would like for you to put your eyes on it. And Quinny's going to put it up here. But I want you to put your eyes on this because I want you to really meditate on what this is saying to us, because it's big. It's really big. So let me know when you get there. Glory. Say glory when you get there. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's getting healed today. Somebody's receiving their healing today. Thank you for it, Lord. The life and the light of the Zoe life of God in your body all the way up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Acts 20, 32, capacity to receive. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Say, build you up. And to give you an inheritance. Say, give you an inheritance. Say, God can build me up. God can give me an inheritance. The word of God builds me up and gives me an inheritance. The word of God's grace builds me up and gives me an inheritance. So that's how you're going to get your inheritance, right there. So the word of grace is able, and we'll get to the grace part now, is able to build you up so you can receive your inheritance. You can receive all that God has for you. And like I said, Jesse introduced this Building Our Capacity Wednesday night. And so what I want to do is I want to connect with her on this side of it, and then I want to bring in the I am on the end of it. Because, and I believe you'll see what I'm doing here. So this scripture, just to be clear, is saying that the Apostle Paul is saying, I'm handing you over to the Word. I'm handing you over to the Word, okay? I'm handing you over to God. I'm handing you over to the Word, all right? So I commend you to God. That means I place you in his hands or under his protection. Listen, church, the Lord tends to me. I'm kept. He tends to me. Never shall I decrease. Amen? Never shall you decrease. Don't go backwards. Amen. And then it said, in the word of his grace, his truth, his promises, and which is able, which is able. What does that mean? Well, that comes from the word, y'all know the word dunamis? Yeah. Okay. So dunamino would be the same flow of that. That actually right there means power. So not just that, you know, I'm gonna help you a little. No, you have the power. You have the power. The word of God gives you the power to receive. Gives you the power to build capacity. There's power in it. Dunamis is dynamite power. It's explosive. It's explosive. There's something coming off your spirit. You're just... Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I can't help this. I've thought of this four times. I'm going to tell you, John G. Lake went out to meet this man that he just loved, and he went with him to go pray for this other man, and they were walking to the place where they were going to pray for this man. And he says, what's wrong with the man? And he says, well, they say he's going to die. It's really bad. And he said, but he won't die today, this man. And he said, I could tell that there was a burst coming out of this man. There was a burst of confidence. There was a burst of faith coming out of this man. Sure enough, they get there, the man gets healed, totally healed. That's where you have to put your confidence. That's what you got. You got to have to rise up in a burst. You got to rise up and let that life and light come out of you. Amen? So this power is available. And so to build you up, to establish and make you firm, the word is able, and to give you an inheritance, to make you heirs, or to make you joint partakers with the saints of the blessings reserved for the children of God. These belong to you. Church, you need your inheritance or the promises in the word of God in your life. If you're going to live good and be an influence in this great awakening, you're going to need, can I just be frank with all of you, because you're all big enough to hear this. You're going to need all your stuff. You're going to need your funds. And you're going to need anointing. And you're going to need to walk in the blessing, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, walk in love. You're going to need all this to go through this great awakening that is upon us. And we're in it right now. It's happening. And it's just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So you're going to need this all the way to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All the way. Revelation 19:7. Quinny will put it up there. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. She made herself ready. That's what we were just talking about. She made herself ready. So just like Esther did. Esther just didn't go, let me get my sweats on. I'm going down to see the king. I got my stretchy pants on. No, she put on the finest. She got all fixed up. She smelled good, looked good. It said she put on her royal robes, but the Hebrew actually said she put on royalty. She put on the Holy Ghost. She put on the Spirit of God. And she walked into the king, and he said, sister, what do you want? Amen. And that's how we're approaching our king, our bridegroom. Sister, come on in. Now, men, y'all understand the principle of this thing. Okay. So, but she made herself ready. So, listen, everything is yours by promise. Everything is. Everything is by promise. Every promise will help you fulfill your destiny. It'll help you find your genius. It will help you find your productivity level, and it'll help you find what you're supposed to do. How many of y'all are under 30? Raise your hand. Under 30 years old. Barely? Are y'all under 30? Close? Good. And who's under 40? Grandma Barb, you under 40? Okay. Okay, look. Don't wait any longer to find out what you're supposed to do. Start finding out now. Start finding out now because the marriage supper of the Lamb is on its way. Get done what you need to do. Find your genius. This inheritance, these promises will help you find what you do best. And then put something in that. Put something in it. Work on it. Go back and when things don't work, if something's not working, go back and fix it. Fix it. What's not working? What am I not getting across here? What's not? Go back and work on it. And God will help you through every one of those things. It's time to stop. I don't know. I'm just waiting on the Lord. No. Find out. Find out. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you keep hitting failure, it's probably because you keep griping about the failure. If you keep hitting failure and you keep blah, blah, blah about failure, more failure just lined up. Because everything around you, as you know, is going to correspond, and it's going to reciprocate with what you're saying. You need to put an axe on that. Hey, in the old days, kids, y'all don't know about this, but in the old days when we went bowling, you had paper. And you had, right? Am I right? See, a couple of us know this. And so you had to write your first roll, and then your second one. And so if you made a couple of gutter balls, we would take our pencil and put a line on it like this, like no more, no more after this. No more after this. Amen. You stop it right there. It's what we need to do today. Let's build our capacity. Let's open our receiver and let's get what God has for us. Amen. We're marking that off today. We're moving forward. Forgive yourself if you blab, blab, blab because everybody else has to. Amen. So, you know, we receive what is ours. And The promises are the provision necessary to carry out the vision. So we need to receive everything that belongs to us, the blessing, to the anointing, to the power, to the authority, to the deliverance, to the protection, to the comfort, and all the other stuff that goes with it. Amen. Dress for the season. Put on Christ. Put on Christ. When she put on those royal robes, she was in her royalty. And so we build capacity. Now, listen, this is going to help somebody. Don't just believe for the car. Believe for the capacity to receive the car. Like, let's say you're making $120,000 a year, and then you want to make $150,000. So you're going to have to build your capacity to go on up. It's with you. It's with me. It's with me. We're going to have to, well, no, this is other people's faults. That they can't see how good I am. Victim mentality. I don't care what other people say about you. Go around them. Find another way. Nothing can stop you except you. But if you don't get that in your head and you keep blaming everybody else and fussing about it, or even just fussing. Listen, you can fuss about all your shortcomings all you want to. It's not going to change anything. What changes things is to get this word of grace and say, you know what? I'm going to straighten up and go with it. I didn't preach myself happy. I needed to hear that. Praise the Lord. So don't, you know, if you're believing for something bigger, build the capacity to receive that something bigger. So we right now we should all be working on the believing for the bigger church, the campus we want. Yeah, we got room here. Actually, we could use some more room due to the other classes that we need and everything and parking and things like that. We could use to start the campus today. We're going to have to believe God for capacity. We're going to have to receive it. And listen, don't be sitting out there saying, well, if Pastor would just get her faith out there. We're all in this together. Amen. All. That's right. Praise the Lord. So I'm not talking about building some religious law to help you earn something. I'm talking about doing what we need to do to receive all that Jesus has for us. Church, Jesus is the answer to everything. He's the answer to everything. He's the word of his grace. He reminded us of the fact that you can only hold so much. Jessie did this, actually. She brought her little cups and her little quart-sized jar, and she says, this will only hold this much, but this will hold this much. So what do you have? Do you have a Dixie cup receiver in your spirit? Or do you have a quart, or a gallon, or 5 gallons or 3,000 gallons? What's your capacity size to receive from what's coming from the other realm to you? We couldn't go. I've heard myself say, like, yeah, that's pretty up there. And usually someone will say, that's not too big for God. Yeah, I know that. So I need to watch my mouth and get that stuff out of there. If God says it's right, it's right. Well, you don't make enough money to get so-and-so. Well, I realize you have to be smart about things and understand your budget and all that, but there's no reason why you can't blame God for things to go up. There's no reason why you can't have a bigger budget. There's no reason why you can't get to the next level. Believe for some socks and then believe for some shoes and then believe for some of those Hokas because they cost a lot of money. And then you could go on up to those fancy purses that these girls carry, and they're really out there. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. That's a pretty good example right there, the purse. Because I found a purse at Dillard's I liked, and it was $495. In fact, I'm carrying it right now. But what happened was I went in there, and I looked at that purse, and I said, I like that purse. I want that purse. I'll be back. And lo and behold, all of these people started giving me Dillard's cards. So I paid $100 for the purse. Here it is right here. It's this beautiful red on it right here. So the capacity was there, but I didn't have to stress out about the finance part of it. I just had to believe God. That'll happen to you over and over. People will say to you, I don't know why, but I'm going to give you a deal. Am I right? Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. So the law of capacity states a person can only receive from God in direct correlation to their capacity to receive from God. So God's supply may be limitless, but your capacity may have a cap. So what is capacity? It's the ability to contain, hold, absorb, receive. It's the maximum holding space. It implies aptitude or mental abilities. I will say that. Aptitude means ability to learn. It's the ability of the mind to receive ideas or knowledge. It also implies the concept of adapting or recognition. Capacity is the ability to contain or hold, particularly in the thinking realm. It's the power of, and we know it's the heart realm also. It is the power of receiving ideas or knowledge that bring the possibility of manifestation of those concepts. And so we want to build that capacity. And you can't look at what someone out here is offering you. You got to look at what God is offering you. If you're having difficulty breaking through that, ask the Lord about it. Okay. Don't ask anyone else. Don't commit. Just ask the Lord. And then he'll lead you to the help. And you'll go, I'm going to talk to so-and-so about that. Let him lead. But ask him first. What is it? What is it about that I keep getting stopped at this place? My cap seems to be at this place. What is it? And then you'll break through. Why? Because if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask it of God, who gives it freely and without criticism. You can get the wisdom and move ahead. And guess what? I'm giving you the wisdom right now. You need to build your capacity. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're all taking it today. So now here's the thing. All the promises and inheritance you need, whether it's the healing, whether it's the finances, whether it's protection, influence, anointing, the blessing working, they all require that you receive them by faith. You don't get them any other way, because the just shall live by faith. Amen? And so you can develop your faith or build capacity for faith. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard that vitamins don't do much for someone who needs to detox their body? Yeah, y'all know what that is? Yeah. So a lot of times people just shove vitamins, but they didn't actually, I'm going to speak frankly here, okay? They don't get rid of the parasites, they don't detox anything, and their body's inflamed or on fire or whatever, and they don't get rid of what's in there so that the vitamins can come through and help.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so what we have to do is, when you first start learning faith, here's the detox. You have to do some overtime. Okay? You have to really go after the word. And listen, you may think you're a veteran at this, but if things aren't breaking through, go back and act like you just started learning. Just go back and do it over again. Quite frankly, I do this all the time. I go back and listen to people teach me faith over and over. Me and Brother Haken had so much fun on Friday. Amen. Glory to God. So go back. Okay, so you have to really go after the word, and then you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Just stop looking out here. Stop looking out here. You don't have to, you know, God will lead you, and you can hear people, but everything out here that's trying to shut down in front of you, what did we just sing about? What did Nina sing about? Get out of the way, mountain. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. I'm going to go through this thing. I got a new thing coming. Now, so as you continue to grow in faith, you can take a verse and it'll give you spiritual nutrition quickly as you've moved along. So when you first start, you may say a scripture 949 times. And you need to. You need to wash and wash and wash and wash and get the doubt out. Mm-hmm. Get the doubt out. So keep quoting the scripture. Yeah. If you're trying to get rid of pain, man, Ron just turned me on to Jeremiah, the scripture that said, I will restore your health and heal your wounds. I've been saying it every day, all day long. Yeah. God has restored my health and healed my wounds. Yeah. Anything in my body that's not working right, I declare he heals my wounds. It's restored in Jesus' name. Any little ache or pain, anything that's going on, he has already healed it. What am I doing when I quote that over and over? I'm meditating on that word. It's bringing faith, which is causing the healing power of God to be released in my body and restore my health and heal my wounds. Amen. Well, that's what you do when you're building capacity. We were so hungry when we started our faith walk that we did 949 times. We quoted all day long. We had a railroad track by our house. Walking up and down that railroad track, quoting and quoting and quoting and quoting and quoting and quoting and reading God's creative power. And da 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 da. We made our own books and we read and we quoted and we read and we quoted. We read and we quoted. And now sometimes I could just pick up a scripture and right then it'll quicken to me. Yeah. Right then it will. Yeah. Amen. So, but you're going to have to detox first. If you've let things build up and you notice that things aren't working and you notice that you're griping about it and you notice complaining, you notice that you're fussing to the world about everything, you need to detox. Go back and get on it. Amen. I hope I'm helping somebody. So you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You need to develop faith by putting the Word of God first place. What does that mean? Final authority. Well, they said I'm not qualified. God didn't say that. Who are they? Well, you're a woman. Well, you're black. Well, you're white. Well, you're yellow. Well, you're not this. You're not that. God didn't say that. It's what God said that matters. It's whatever God said. Well, the doctor said the report is this. Well, whose report will you believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. He says you're healed, filled, blessed. Whose report are you going to believe? What are you going to believe about yourself? Well, I knew it. I knew it wouldn't work. I knew it would fail. I knew it. I knew it. Hey, everybody. I knew it. Now, you're getting loud about that because you have. I'm helping you. Cut that off. Start yelling, I know who I am. And you're not stopping me.
That's right.
Word's final authority. Meditate the word. You act on the word, not your circumstances or feelings. Act on the word. Make a decision to live by faith. Make a decision to live by love. Amen. Faith works by love. And then just listen. Receive Jesus as the developer of your faith. That's who he is. Receive him as the developer the same way that you received him as your Savior. Come on, Jesus. Every time I put my faith on the line, come on, Jesus. My faith is getting bigger. Help me with it. And when faith begins to grow, Satan's dominion begins to wane. He's a defeated foe. Circumstances begin to yield and no longer overpowering. You have a circumstance that needs to yield? Get on this. It will work for you. It's time to let the word work for you instead of you fighting with the world system. Expect him to develop your faith anytime you put your faith on the line. Now, it said here that the word of grace which is able to build you up. Grace builds a capacity to receive and hold your inheritance. So every day, the enemy's going to come to you with a flip chart. We just talked about that Wednesday. Come to you with a flip chart to discourage you from living in your inheritance. Every day. Church, stuff happens. The devil's a busy liar. He's a thief. He's gonna put things in your thought. He'll be right there when you're combing your hair and putting your makeup on, ladies. He'll be right there to let you know how unloved you are, how miserable life really is. You're gonna die. Da 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 da. He's gonna bring that chart every day. You need to throw that chart out like a frisbee. Kick him out and tell him what's really going to happen. You remember what Smith Wigglesworth said? He was standing next to that lady on the bus. He was getting on the bus, and she had her little dog next to her. And that little dog was just hanging on to the lady. And she said, "Now go home." And that little dog, "Now go home." And that little dog wouldn't go home. And then here comes the bus, and they open the door. And she goes, "Shoo!" And that little dog runs off. And he hollered, Smith hollers out loud, "And that's what we need to do to the devil. Amen. Get." Praise the Lord. So if you're turned over to grace, then grace is going to abound. And it's going to wipe condemnation out of the way. By the way, that's the biggest one on the flip chart. The condemnation will be the biggest one on the... There's somebody sitting in right now, and you're condemned by what I'm saying because you know you've done all this. Get over it. Everybody in here's done it. You're not alone. Just pick up and start now, okay? Lord, you know what I've done, what I've been. I come to the courts of heaven. I plead the blood of Jesus. Now let's do this right. But you got to take the correction. If we don't take this correction, we're not going to build capacity. We can sit here all day long and go, "I have it already. I'm no." If it's not working, back up. Build more capacity. Amen. Praise the Lord. I see y'all are with me. Now, so here's Romans 5:20. Now get this. But the law entered so that offense might abound. So the law came in so that everybody could see their sin. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So the grace of God overflowed on our lives and wiped out offense. It abounded. In the Greek, the word abound means to make more or to increase. So if sin is here, grace is here. Grace has already beat sin. Grace has already beat that thing that tries to condemn you. Yeah. "Well, I'm never good enough. No. Well, I'm a failure. Well, I'm this." Stop it. That's the devil talking. You know what to do with him. We just said it. So, grace abounds. So, his grace abounded, rebuilt us so we could receive our inheritance. That grace, the word of his grace, understanding that Jesus already paid, it's all already yours. You're not earning your car, your house, your influence, your job. You're not earning that. God loves you and has put that in the provision package. You have the good business you have because God put that in the provision package. Amen. Get your package. You have a package. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I know you need to remind me of what that was because you told me to say that. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I will say it. It's going to come right back to me. Amen. Y'all agree with me? It's going to come right back to me. Thank you, Jesus. Always does. All right. So I just want y'all to get this, church. Grace increased and was more than your sin or your offense. You're in grace right now. Everybody in here, God's got nothing against anybody in here. No, nothing. We live. We correct. We get directed. We move forward. We don't look back. We keep moving on. Amen. Not going to hang back and go, "Well, no, move on." Clear those thoughts out. Let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Just so many times God has done so many good things for us, and we just didn't even have to pay. We just didn't have to pay. Why? Because we didn't have to pay. We're not paying. He paid. Amen? Just grace is more, church. It abounds. It trumps. It's your ace. It's the biggest one. Okay? So sin abounded so that it affected the power of the soul. It affected your emotions. It affected the way you think. But when you were brought into Christ, who is full of grace and truth, now your understanding is enlightened, and now your affections are toward divine things. And your thinking is different. Grace abounds. Stay in that. You know what? That didn't seem like it worked out, but I'm not giving up. I'm going to circle around, and I'm going to find what is in my package. I'm going to find my genius. Did you know that if you'll go here, God will hook you up with people? You'll have divine appointments with people that move you to the next place. Amen. Yeah, you will. Yeah. When I decided to answer the call, in 2 weeks, the Lord put somebody in my life, Pastor Phyllis. And I didn't even know I was answering the call. I was kind of like, okay, I'm preaching to 40 people in my living room, and just telling them what Brother Copeland said. And then this prophetess walks up to me and said, "You're a teacher and a prophet." And I'm looking at Deb thinking, "What's that?" Yeah. Sitting about where y'all are. And she just comes over to me and says that. Took a little while. And then I met Pastor John, and he believed in me. But it was all about people along the way. Yeah. And Walt, actually, we knew Walt for 3 or 4 days, and he invited us to be in his leadership. But that's what happens when you get in the Word. That's what happens when you get in the Word. But we gave everything we had to be in the Word. Everything. It was our whole life. We didn't just go to the Southwest Believers Convention. We went to the one in California. We went to every time the doors opened, we were at one of those, because we were going to get enough Word to build our capacity to receive whatever we received. And we were poor and ate vermicelli. And now we're rich. And don't get mad and send me an ugly letter for that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, did you just get rich off of everybody's money? No, I got rich off of God. You know what the greatest riches is? It's being debt-free. Then you're not bound, and you have money to do something with. That's part of the great riches. See, you should want to go for that. There's so much freedom in it. Praise the Lord. God always made a way to bring in extra income for us. Whether it was preaching somewhere else or an extra job or whatever, God always made a way, and he'll make a way for you. Amen. You just need to believe him for it, though, and not just your personal. Your abilities matter, but he can magnify your abilities with favor so they choose you. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's do this, and we'll start coming down the home trail here. One of the easiest ways to meditate and to build capacity for receiving is going to be to know who he is and who you are. Okay, so most of you know all his names. How many of you know some names of God? Call out some of them. Jireh. El Shaddai. What? Sabaoth. Adonai. Elroy. Mekadesh. Sitkanu. Rohi. Rapha. All those things. You know all those names? Okay. So it's good to know this one. I am that I am. I'll be whatever I need to be for you in the time you need it. That's what he's saying. Amen. And so I just want to, I've said this to you before, but I believe that, you know, all of these names represent who he is. He is I am that I am. He will be what you need him to be. But here's what he is. He's the promise keeper. He'll keep his promise that he does by saying his name. So knowing who we am, I'm going to say it like that, is big. You got to know who you, we am. You got to know who you am. I'm not being too Southern. I'm actually trying to make a point here. You have to know who you are. But so I think if you would, I'm just giving you some homework if you want it. If you don't, take it. It's your life. But I think if you'll meditate on the seven I ams of Jesus, I think that you can actually find out who you are. And so I'm going to give you a short version. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, so therefore I am healed. I am provided for. Bread is daily. And he called bread, the children's bread, healing. So I know I can relate those two things together. He said, I am the light of the world, where he's the guiding force. So I am the one who walks in the light. I walk in the light. He's the door of the sheep, so I'm kept and I'm keen to his guidance. He is the resurrection, so I'm powerful. I have authority over darkness. He is the life, so I'm the one who dwells in the God kind of life, the Zoe kind of life, everlasting life. He is the way, the truth, and the life, so I am on the right path. So you can find all these in, every one of these are in John. So just read John, okay? So I am a person who understands truth, and I have the Zoe life of God in my life. Amen. I think this may be my favorite. I am the true vine. I really like this one. So I say, if he's the true vine, I am the branch that puts forth fruit. And when you get into the context of John 15, that's where you'll find this. He's the true vine. His father is the husbandman. You're going to find out that it's about the joy of answered prayer. You produce fruit because if you abide in him and his word abides in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. You're on the same page with God, so it's going to happen. Now, if you need some new clothes and you ask God, Lord, now we know there's extremes, but let's just be real here. I need some new clothes. Do you think God's going to say no? I believe over in Matthew 6, he said he would provide what you needed to wear. I believe he paid Peter's taxes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe he did all that. Well, you know, Jesus was poor and he didn't even have a place to live. You need to read the Bible. He said he had a house. I know where it was. It's in Capernaum. And Peter lived across the street. And there's a synagogue right there. You are so funny, Lord. That got me back to what he wanted me to tell you. I just saw myself in Capernaum. Guess what? Me and Deb put our faith out to go to Israel. And guess what? Somebody else paid for it. The whole thing. And back then it was $6,000 a person. The whole thing. I didn't even pay for it. Now I'm paying for people to get to go on vacation, and I'm happy to do it. It's my turn. But some people paid for me to go. So it's not always about you just having the buck. It's about you having the favor. It's about you getting into the place you need to get into. Isn't that funny how I took that trail and he showed up? Okay. So, I am the vine. So, the joy of answered prayer. That's what we need to look for. Your prayer needs to be answered. So, build the capacity by thinking about this. This is probably the first chapter I ever memorized. And I've always loved it. But he is the vine. And you can't do anything not connected to the vine. You have to have the vine. The last time I checked was this morning. John and I have found a new way to farm. And we're growing squash, but we're cleaning off the bottom and letting the vine grow up. And we're picking them up off the ground so that the fruit's not laying low. And so I got to thinking about that vine. And I was out there looking at it. Now all these little squashes are coming out. And the beans are coming out, and the tomatoes are coming out, and there's a few potatoes. They're not quite ready yet. But I got to thinking about that. It can't produce the fruit unless you got the photosynthesis, you got the light, yeah, and you're on the vine. Praise the Lord. Well, I know you're not all interested in farming, but actually it's Bible. All right, so let's do this. Two thoughts. If you're listed in a will, have any of you ever been in someone's will? Okay. If your name is there as beneficiary or it's in the will that something's coming to you, when they call your name, whatever is listed next to your name is yours. Okay. Number two, when you go to order a pizza to go, which I haven't done in a long time. I'll wait for Italy because it's clean pizza. when you go to order a pizza, now some people have numbers, but some people ask for your name. So I give them my name, and then they sing my name, as y'all know, the Sting song. And then they ask me to forgive them for singing that song. And then I wait, and then they call my name, Roxanne, your pizza's ready. And I don't go, oh, no, I can't have that. No, I'll go over there and say, give me my pizza. Right? Yeah. Give me what's in the will.
Right. Yeah.
Daddy left me that money. Give me that money. And they did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Daddy did.
Yeah.
The one who provided Big Red and ice cream.
Right.
Left money for a daughter. And I am's daughter. So what if you get in there and they say, you don't need to pay the bill. Someone else already paid for it. You don't go, oh, no, take my card. I'm going to pay for it over again. No, you don't. You say thank you. You say thank you. Sometimes me and Devin Mac and Ronnie will go to lunch together, and one of us will pay, and the others don't go, oh, no. We say thank you to Mac. They say thank you to us. However it turns out, there's just a thank you, and that's good enough because that's when you receive. When you say thank you, you just say thank you. Amen. You're like, that's just so simple. That's how it works. Daddy has already written the will. It's right here. Jesus is the lawyer. He's the mediator. Mm-hmm. And he also already died, yeah, so the will can be, yep, given now, can be read. Mm-hmm. So read it and find out what's in the will and take it. Mm-hmm. And it includes everything, contrary to what some religious people believe. You're like, well, God helps those who help themselves. Well, there is working out your own salvation and some things. For example, build your capacity.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah,
just build your capacity. Build your love walk.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Because faith works by love. Okay? So that's all you have to do. So there's no sense in fighting the system.
Yeah.
Don't fight. Just let, yeah, just... David, you got a word. I think it was Wednesday night. Just glide.
Yeah.
Just glide. Just surrender and just glide. He's got a way. He's got a way. I don't know how we're going to do it. When Megan broke her foot in Lake Como, there was so much to do. And it was emotional and it was painful. And so that meant Italian hospital, finding a ride home for them, getting back to the States to get the rest of it taken care of, stopping the vacation, and it was a Sunday, and it's different there on Sunday. And so she had to have crutches, she had to get to Milan to the airport, blah, blah, blah. You know, in foreign travel, you got to be with it, you know. And Toby had all these things on his plate. And he said, we're going to have to get there. And I said, son, rest. It will all come to you. And I want you to know that the man who owned the Airbnb showed up. The man who was the manager of the Airbnb showed up. They went out and got someone to open a pharmacy and got the crutches. They gave them a ride back to Milan from Lake Como. They set the whole thing up and got them home, and she got a front seat, and God paid for it. Everything worked out, and what happened? It all just came to him. He heard me, and it opened his capacity, and he just went.
That's right.
He heard it. I said, it'll just come to you.
Yep.
Stop struggling. Let it come. Concerned about a kid? Stop struggling. The Lord will give you an idea. They'll tell you what to say to the kid. They'll tell you how to, they'll tell you whatever. Something in your body? Stop struggling. Stop fighting.
Yeah.
Stop fighting.
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God has got this thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm Roxanne. Give me my pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. So, I'm healed, I'm blessed, I'm redeemed, I'm delivered. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord, I am redeemed. I am blessed. I am who I am because the I am who I am. That's who we are. Whoever God says we are, it's who we are. He says we're redeemed, we're blessed, we're forgiven. Stop stirring the pot.
Right. Well, that's good.
Church, disappointment comes to us all.
Yeah.
Step over it.
Yeah.
That's your stepping over scorpions.
That's, right.
That's your step. Nancy says you step. You when you tread, you step over that.
Mm-hmm.
You're disappointed. There's another chapter coming.
Yeah.
I got a new thing coming. It's new things coming.
Yeah,
but they said this and they did that and then and then. Okay. Lord, show me what I learned out of it. Move on.
Yeah.
You can always learn something new.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's one thing I can say about your Danny Schaefer here. She'll judge yourself. And she'll ask the Lord, and she'll ask me, what do you think I did that wrong? What can I change? And then she'll come back a few days later and said, you know, if I didn't do that good, I just went and took a little course on how to do that better. I'm like, I'm going to grow up to be just like Danny, although I'm old enough to be her grandmother. She is my kid. Praise the Lord. I'm impressed. Y'all got quiet, but we all need to be like that. I can find a way to do things better. I do that in my closet. I'm like, Lord, if I didn't say it right, if I didn't do it right, make up the difference. Help me to know how to get things across better, preach better, do better. I've been preaching for 40 years. I want to do it better. I want to pastor better. I want to build better. Me and Susanna, we're construction women. We want to build things. We want to plan things. Huh, do it better. We're doing a little construction out on the parsonage out there, and me and John are the plumbers, and I can get all into it. I'm like, okay, so we're going to use 40 schedule PVC, and we're going to do this, and he's telling me what he thinks. And I get into that kind of stuff. It's just part of my life. And it's okay. You mean you're a girl and you like that?
Yeah.
I was raised by my daddy and my ex-husband. He taught me to do it. And my brother-in-law taught me to do it. And so I just learned to do it. I can use a nail gun just like Salvador can. But whatever you can do, just you do it. Now I'm just pointing and other people do it for me. But I used to do it a whole lot more. Whatever you do, you can do it and do it well. You can do it well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Big projects, little projects, God will help you. He'll help you get whatever you need to get. Moving that house was an act of God. And it took some stuff. That house has one of the greatest historical values in this city. And look at there. You got it. That's amazing.
It is, truly.
That's just amazing. I guess the only people that knew about all the historical stuff to that were Gay and Bonnie Ray. Because they were here when you could take a nap in the middle of 281 and 1431. Those days are long gone, ladies and gentlemen. Praise the Lord. Y'all received this today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let me say this to you. We're early. We're going to stop in about 3 minutes. He said he was the door of the sheep. He didn't say he was the door. He said he was the door of the sheep. So what does that mean? That's John 10:7. Jesus said unto them, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. Not just the door. So not just the door of heaven, the door of the sheep. So you need to go look at the context. In the context, he's saying, I'm the shepherd. And it's right there too. You know what shepherds did then? They laid in front of the gate after the sheep came in. You bring sheep in, you should. You bring sheep in at nighttime. You know how they had those dogs that lead them into pens? You corral them. And so they would bring them in. Well, Jesus said, I'm laying in front of the gate. And you can go in and out to pasture. But when you're here resting, I got you. I've got you. You're kept. I've got you. It's okay. Lay down and rest. I've got you. And I'll look in your ears, and I'll look in your nose, and I'll make sure you're okay, and I'll oil you down, and I'll do what you need to do. I will take care of you. I am kept by the door of the sheep. He's going to protect me. He's going to protect me. He's bigger than David, and David took down the lion and the bear. Yep. And the giant. Amen. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you for being the door. Father, that right there is just will just cause us to increase our capacity. You keep us. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. You know, could I say this to you? And I say this gently, but it'll give you a picture. Have you ever heard anyone say they have a sugar daddy? Y'all know what that means? You got the man who buys the trophy, girlfriend, everything. Susanna says, come on. Well, that's what you have. You have an Abba who keeps you. You're a kept person. And if you'll just open that comfort zone a little bit and let him in, he'll rain down on you and bless you and change your life. I have to say, in 40 years, I have story after story after story after story of breakthrough, get this, do that, go on through, everything from parking places to come on through while 10 other people are waiting to all sorts of things. People giving me cars, people giving me trucks, people giving me a deal. Getting the top job in the company, and I didn't know how to do it. Yeah. And then they taught us how to do it, and we're sitting there going, one day we went, oh, now we know what we're doing. Yeah. I'm telling you, God trusted us, just moved us forward and all that.
Amen.
And I consider my greatest favor and my greatest blessing right here. All my friends, and I love every one of you. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord.